No, he was there. He was there in the morning, and it's his body, and it's not ready. And it's disappointing for him, obviously, and for us even more. But it's expected. We kind of counted on this from the beginning.
Can you say that you thought that it was
much of an opportunity?
Well, yesterday he made a comment that he was going to try to go today, and then he realized that he couldn't. So my guess, and I don't know this, is he probably did something and realized that he couldn't.
So, what in particular has gotten worse with him?
Nothing's gotten worse. He just hasn't improved.
Okay.
You know? And so,
because it is a bit of a downgrade, from thinking he could go maybe Saturday and not
around
the track.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it. I mean, obviously, it could still happen. The Saturday's not going to happen.
Okay.
But Monday, it could happen. But
so
I doubt it.
So
I doubt it. I don't really think, and right now we've gone back and forth on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll see him even on the train.
Okay, so with the plane leaving tonight, when
he could still
he would meet up with you.
Yeah,
okay.
If he could, then okay. I don't see that happening. I really don't. I mean, obviously, if we got to Atlanta and Galante was there, I would be extremely excited. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be honest, but I just don't see it happening. I don't see it happening.
So you're going to big a lot tonight?
Well, we don't have a lot of choice.
Not a lot of options.
We're going to start Ryan at the three, and Gerald at the two. So in a lot of ways, it's a big lineup. We lose ball handling, obviously, in that, and hopefully it improves our rebounding. I would be shocked if we didn't see a ton of zone, because we've lost a lot of our perimeter guys, and so we're gonna have to deal with that tonight.
How much practicing has Ryan done at the three?
Yesterday and today. So he's done that much. He's probably, if you go to a whole year, I bet it's two or three times. I bet he's been in at the three when someone needed a break or something in practice. But other than that, we kind of scaled down everything we've done. We've taken back a lot of stuff. We basically are down to three plays. That's what we're going to go into the game with. Now, that has other options on it, but that's what we did yesterday and today. And, when you think about moving a guy, you got to do new side out of bounds, net new, redo him so he can fit. And that's what we've done. So it's not going to be complicated. So we should be able to figure it out.
At one point, playing Alan Perk side by side with the plan you guys actually had.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we wanted to do with Paul and Wally. the guy, if anybody, and listen, I don't know how this whole thing's going to work. I don't think any of us does. But the guy, before the game, if you thought who would probably be hurt by all these injuries more than anyone else on our team, is clearly Al. A lot of people would say it would be the other way. He would be the guy that shines. But I look at it, the other teams are going to – he's going to see a lot of attention when he gets the ball. And, so the silver lining in that is he's going to have to learn how to play out of that. And we're going to – as a young group, he's going to have to learn how to play out of that and still try to get him the ball. So that's what we're going to – we worked on that as well yesterday and today.
If you guys do see that type of zone, how do you react to that? Do you tell people, like – Sebastian or Alan, listen, you have to shoot the outside shot to keep them honest?
Yeah, Sebastian will, and Alan Ray clearly will. I mean, that's what he does. The ones you're more concerned with is the Rondos. He's going to have to penetrate the zone. We have to post the zone. We have to pick the zone. We're going to have to do a lot of those things.
What can you expect from Leon and Alan?
Well, Leon was great the other night. I thought he guarded O'Neal as well as anybody on our team, until O'Neal got it close to the basket, and then his size became a factor. So I expect a lot out of Leon. I know he can rebound. Leon at the four spot is a good player. Unfortunately and unfairly to Leon is all year so far, until the last couple of games he's had to play the five. And that's what gets him in trouble. Now at the four, I think he can be a factor. I think he can be a guy we can throw the ball to. I think he can be a great rebounder. He clearly can be a great defender. And honestly, scaling things down probably helps all of them.
How about Alan Rigg?
Just getting confident. You know, he can shoot the ball. He shoots it in practice well, and in the games he gets tentative. You know, I think the minutes will help him get comfortable.
How do you feel after yesterday?
Oh, I felt great. I was surprised. Because right afterwards, I honestly didn't feel good. I thought I'd done something to my calf. But I woke up and I felt great, so that was the best news of the day.
Joe said you were 1 of 30.
Yeah, I didn't make a shot. I don't remember the one.
He said they'd give you the jumper, the outside jumper all day.
Yeah, and the layup. I couldn't do that either, so they didn't figure out that I was only passing the ball.
Doc, despite all the injuries, you still have the All-Star break to look forward to. How exciting would it be if you saw Gerald take part in the slam dunk contest?
It would be nice. You know, it would be nice if he won, because we need to win something. You know, so it would be nice if he won. And I think he'll be in it. You know, I don't know that. I'm assuming he'll be in it.
It's up to you.
Yeah, if it's up to me, which is not. I mean, he clearly has earned that right to be in it. So it would be fun. It'd be great for him. You know, gives him a lot of confidence. Anytime he can get out there and perform, even if it's a dunk contest, it would be good. So I would like that a lot. It'd be fun for all our guys there.
And he's still progressing, you know, as an all-around player, but there are ever times when you still see something that he does, and you're just very surprised when he's able to do that.
Yeah, most of the time when he's in the air, you know, and it can go either way. You know, but it is. I mean, he's just an incredible leaper, and the thing I've been most impressed with his jumping is how quick he gets up and down. I mean, he's had shots where he's missed and tipped the net over himself. That's stuff down the leapers can do. There's very few people, players that can do that.
Has there been a date set for Tony's surgery?
I don't know that, actually, Jeff. I think it's tomorrow or Sunday was the last that I heard, but I'm not sure of that. But I know it was this weekend. I did hear this weekend.
How long have you been in Blackboard?
Going back to Gerald for just 1 second, he shot really well mid-range on motion, in motion. With all the bigs playing, are you gonna send him in motion a lot?
Well, that's what he does. I mean, yeah. That's his game. You know, he's a spot-up three. He's a mid-range shooter, and he struggles, you know, with the ball right now. You know, he'll improve on that. He'll be better on that. But that's what he does, and that's how we get him to score. I mean, I think his best part of his game is off of picks, and, you know, that's what we're going to have to use.